Hello, and thanks for being here. Today is December 26th, the Feast of St. Stephen. We begin with the popular Christmas song, Joy to the World, which has its origins in Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6, which reads, Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Break into song. Sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy to the King, the Lord. The song Joy to the World was not initially composed as a Christmas carol. The hymn was written in 1719 by Isaac Watts, the pastor of an independent church. As a lyricist who would write more than 750 hymns, Watts wanted to translate the Psalms into the everyday language of his congregation. He wrote Joy to the World to proclaim the good news of the eventual second coming of Christ, in a way that showed the same passion for the Lord that King David displayed when he wrote the Psalms. In 1839, the American composer Lowell Mason adapted and arranged Joy to the World as it is heard today. And now for our gospel. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. The birth of Jesus is announced first to shepherds, who were looked upon as low class. Luke, who has a special eye for the outcasts, wants me to know that such were the people who received an engraved announcement of the birth of Jesus, from heavenly messengers, no less. Later in Luke's gospel, Jesus will say, When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite people who are poor, crippled, lame, blind. Luke chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. Sometimes I don't feel like the elite of the elite. For a variety of reasons, I feel more like the lowly. Well, this one's for me. Christmas is my feast. It was for me, especially for me, that he came. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.